Part 1, Chapter 18, Walk in the Town. Our family's life was drastically changed when we moved off Elwha's beautiful Oceanside campus to the dusty, bustling city of Monrovia. When we arrived in Liberia after our furlough in the USA in 1970, the Lord seemed to give us a restlessness, preparing us for some change He wanted us to make. During this time, we prayed to be used as never before for His glory, and the Lord gave us a greater love and concern for the Liberian people. The nature of our work in the radio station was such that we seldom met people outside of our Elwha family. None of our Elwha family had lived in the community around us or in Monrovia. We lived, worked, and worshipped for 13 years right there on our lovely campus, 10 miles from town. We were quite isolated from the mainstream of Liberian life. Of course, we had many personal advantages living at Elwha Radio Village. The houses there were owned by the mission, so we did not have to pay rent. The school for the children was there on the campus. It was convenient to our work at the radio station, etc. But we were not there just to enjoy the personal advantages. We were there to be an effective witness to the people of Liberia and beyond. And the Lord was showing us this could best be accomplished by living among them. As we prayed about this, the Lord said, "Go and live with the people in Monrovia." He spoke to each of us so definitely, we had no doubt about His will. He used the following poem to confirm His call. "No, not flowers, but a crown." But Christ said, I said, "Let me walk in the fields." He said, "No, walk in the town." I said, "There are no flowers there." He said, "No flowers, but a crown." I said, "But the skies are black. There's nothing but noise and din." And he wept as he sent me back. "There is more," he said. "There is sin." I said, "But the air is thick and dust is veiling the sun." He answered, "Yet souls are sick and souls in the dark undone." I said, "I shall miss the light, and friends will miss me, they say." He answered, "Choose tonight if I am to miss you or they." I pleaded for time to be given. He said, "Is it hard to decide? It will not seem hard in heaven to have followed the steps of your guide." I cast one look at the fields, then set my face to the town. He said, "My child, do you yield? Will you leave the flowers for the crown?" Then into His hand went mine, and into my heart came He, and I walk in a light divine the path I had feared to see. By George MacDonald. After looking at several houses in Monrovia, the Lord led us to one which seemed to be just what we needed. It was in a strategic location, too, across the street from a marketplace and at a bus stop. At first, we were told it was unavailable, but miraculously and suddenly, it became available. We knew it was a house the Lord wanted us to have. Through the gifts of the Lord's people, we were able to put down 6 months' rent, $900 U.S. Some longtime friends sent word they wanted to send $50 each month, which we could apply toward rent. Saturday, January 23, 1971, was moving day. We had plenty of good help from our Elwha family, both missionaries and Liberian co-workers. After we were somewhat settled into our new home, many of the folks from the Elwha family encouraged us by throwing a housewarming party for us. We were thrilled with the opportunities everywhere around us. We trusted the Lord to give us strength and wisdom in taking advantage of those opportunities. We set up a ping-pong table on the porch, and many young people from the area stopped by our house to play ping-pong and talk. Several young men came to ask about radio Bible courses. One fellow talked to Roland until 10:30 one night and returned several times to talk about the Lord. We showed films in our big front yard every other Saturday night, beginning with sports, health, and travel film, and ending with a Christian film. Usually about 500 people from the area stopped to watch and listen. I held a Thursday morning ladies' Bible class, which included American ladies from the diplomatic corps, as well as Liberian ladies from the area. One of the American ladies was at least nominally a Jehovah's Witness. When we began the class, a widowed Elwha nurse came to teach the class. She brought a wealth of experience, since she was a pastor's wife for many years. We saw the Lord work in the lives of the ladies attending the class. I had individual Bible studies with two of the ladies, as the Jehovah's Witness lady studied God's Word with me. She realized the Jehovah's Witnesses were not teaching the truth of God's Word, and she received the assurance of her salvation. She had received the Lord as her Savior when she was young, but then married a man who was a Jehovah's Witness, and she had followed his religion. A lady from Holland also studied the scriptures with me. One day when I went to her house to have a Bible study, I carried a plate of cookies to her. She accepted them gratefully, and I was able to use that as an illustration of how simple it is to receive salvation. Just as she had accepted the cookies, she could also accept the gift of eternal life from the Lord Jesus Christ. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. When she realized how simple it was to be saved from her sins and to have eternal life, she accepted the Lord just as she accepted my gift of cookies. Other opportunities included a Bible club for neighbor children. Our own children were part of the Bible club. 11-year-old daughter Becky helped by leading in the singing. Randy, Tony, and Jonathan attended with the other children. 6-year-old Tony was often a distraction in the club by showing off and misbehaving. I realized the devil was using him to hinder the other children from paying attention to the Bible stories and the presentation of the way of salvation. I took him into our bedroom after one of the Bible clubs in which he was particularly bad. I spanked him and explained to him I thought the devil was using him to keep other children from being saved. I told him he needed to ask the Lord to forgive him and ask Jesus to come into his heart and save him from his sins. The Holy Spirit worked in his heart, and he asked the Lord to forgive him and come into his heart. Praise the Lord, several of the neighbor children prayed to ask Jesus to save them from their sins during some of our little meetings. Roland and I worked together to start a weekly radio program called Sunday School Time. We visited various Sunday schools in the Monrovia area with our tape recorder and recorded a 15-minute program. The program included songs by the children, a Bible story, and a quiz. This was played later on the air and involved more Liberian children in our children's broadcast. We did not realize the Lord would only give us 2 years to minister to the folks in Monrovia. We experienced some very blessed yet difficult times during those 2 years. But we knew our times were in God's hands and he does all things well. He had not yet revealed to us he had great plans for our future.